How's it going?
Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
Yeah, you did. What's going on?
What's going on is the Mitchells have been married for 10 years.
All right, you're going to have to connect the dots a little more.
I waited on the Mitchells when they first got married, and they come back every year for their anniversary. And tonight was their 10th anniversary. You know what that means?
Need more dots?
I have been at that stupid restaurant for 10 years.
Oh, well then, happy anniversary to you too.
Waitressing was just supposed to be a temporary thing till I figured out what I wanted to do with my life.
Same thing happened when I sold knockoff handbags at the flea market. I thought I'd do this for a few months to pay back my bail bondsman. Next thing I knew, I had 300 teenagers working for me in China.
I wanted a career, not just a job.
And what about going back to school?
I'd have to get my GED first.
You never graduated high school?
No.
Huh. That doesn't reflect well on me, does it? Okay, no problem. Take the test, get your GED.
What kind of career am I going to have with a high school diploma?
Fine, then your next step is going to college.
Oh, yeah, right. With all the extra money we have, I can go to college.
You can apply for a scholarship.
Will you stop trying to fix the problem and just listen to my feelings?
Now I know why men hate us. Are we almost done here? I have to pee. She's just afraid she's going to be a waitress who lives with her mother for the rest of her life.
Come on, that's not going to happen.
Damn right it's not. You're going to have to take her at some point.
Thank you.
How about we get some ice cream and go see a movie?
I don't know. It's pretty late.
It's 8:15, Alvin.
Like I said, it's pretty late.
Come on! What happened to you? When we were kids, we wouldn't even start the night till 11, 12 o'clock.
Yes, well, we were young, full of life and hope and cocaine.
I'll order you a double espresso.
Yeah, but then I'll be up all night.
So? We can fool around when we get home.
You want to go to a late movie and have sex? What am I, Superman?
Forget it.
We can still stop for ice cream. I just need to swing by the Rite Aid and pick up something to help me process the dairy.
While you're in there, get me a couple of D batteries and a men's fitness magazine.
Hi, I'm Steve. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Steve.
I've been sober 9 months and 16 days. I know, right? Miracle! Anyway, I'm feeling pretty good. The California Bar Association has reluctantly agreed to let me practice law again. Got a couple of new clients and a pretty cool desk I found behind a church. So, all in all, things are looking up. Oh, and I don't know if this is appropriate, but, what the hell? If anyone here's going through a divorce or has slipped and fell in a large chain store, I'll be over by the cookies after the meeting. Thanks.
Okay, that's all the time we have for sharing today.
I liked your share.
Oh, thanks.
Listen, I've been thinking about making some changes in my life. Is there any chance I could talk to you sometime about how you became a lawyer?
Sure. Want to grab a coffee after?
That'd be great. My treat.
No, I got it.
I guess ever since I was a kid, I felt that it was so unfair how some people got treated worse just because they didn't have money. And I always wanted to do something about it, you know? Be the kind of lawyer who helps them get a fair shake.
You know what we call lawyers like that? Poor.
Right? Well, then I've got that part down. My main worry is, am I too late? Is it crazy for me to try this at my age?
Not at all. You're smart, you're motivated, and a guy could just drown in those eyes.
Excuse me?
So where'd you go to college?
I haven't exactly done that yet.
High school?
I never finished. I was a little too high for the school part. Actually, one of my biggest regrets.
Uh-huh.
Steve?
Right here.
Yeah, so listen, I know that I have to get my GED and get my college degree.
Right, and then you're looking at 3 years of law school, so 7 years, bam, you're a lawyer.
I'm a working single mom. I couldn't go to school full time.
So 10 years, bam, you're a lawyer.
Oh, my God. Mitchells will have been married 20 years.
The Mitchells?
Oh, they're this nice couple I wait on at my restaurant.
Well, if you stick with it, maybe when their marriage falls apart, you can handle their divorce.
I'd like that.
Goes without saying you want to represent the wife.
Sure.
Well, if you want some on-the-job training, why don't you come to my office a couple hours a week and give me a hand?
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you. Let me get this.
Don't be ridiculous. This is on the house. Waiter, got a problem here.
Okay. When I click enter, I will be officially signed up to take my GED test. My first step to becoming a lawyer and changing my life forever.
What are you waiting for?
To be honest, I'm a little scared.
Want me to do it for you?
No! This is my button to click. This is the first step on my journey. No one can take it for me.
Hey! I really want to play Minecraft.
I got it!
Hey!
This is a nice surprise. What's up?
You got me thinking the other night about how we don't party like we used to, and I thought maybe I could do something about it.
Like what?
Like tomorrow night, you and I have tickets to see your favorite band from the 70s.
The Rolling...
Aerosmith!
Aerosmith! Oh, my God! Alvin, this is amazing! Do you realize I haven't been to a rock concert sober since... you know, I'm gonna have to go with Never.
Here we are. As you can see, I'm not real good at organizing my files.
Yeah. How'd you get through law school?
Methamphetamines and an Asian roommate.
Work late a lot?
That and I kind of live here. So anyway, if you could put all this away so that I could find it again, that would be awesome.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, hang on a sec. Just gotta clear out these dead soldiers. Thank you for your service, fellas.
Do you want me to file these alphabetically, by date, type of case?
Yes.
Roxy versus Nudes, Nudes, Nudes. What's this?
Roxy, not her real name, is suing Nudes, 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 a gentleman's club by the airport with surprisingly good chicken wings.
Yeah, yeah, but what's the suit about?
If I recall correctly, it is Roxy's contention, my word, not hers, that Nudes, Nudes, Nudes is paying her below minimum wage by incorrectly claiming that she is an independent contractor.
Oh, interesting. Does a place like that tell her what hours she has to work?
Yes. In fact, she was very disappointed to be working breakfast.
Hey, do they tell her what to wear?
It's called Nudes, 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 not pants, pants, pants.
And when she does a lap dance, do they tell her what she can charge?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
She sounds like a regular employee to me.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she? Let me see that. I hadn't actually read this yet. I was just looking at the pictures. I gotta tell you, you ask smart questions, Christy.
Thanks.
I mean, it may take a while, but I don't see any reason why you couldn't be a lawyer someday.
Oh, Steve, that is exactly the kind of encouragement I need. Hey!
Yeah, hey, back off.
What was I thinking?
Christy, wait.
Oh, jerk. Listen, my schedule opened up, so you don't have to watch Roscoe on Saturday.
What about your GED thing?
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Yes, I just won 20 bucks from Grandma.
You bet that I wouldn't take the test? Why would you do that?
Oh, come on, Mom. You always say you're gonna do stuff and then you don't.
That's not true. Name one thing. Except for the blog I was gonna start, my line of sober greeting cards, and that 6-day cleanse. Come on, name one.
What happened to becoming a lawyer?
It was a stupid dream. Can't do it.
That weirdo Steve said you could.
He didn't mean it. He just wanted to date me. And I'm only using the word date because you're my daughter.
What do you expect? Men suck.
Sweetie, you're too young to be that cynical. There are lots of wonderful men. Oh, God, I can't even fake it.
Well, I think you're being a chicken. And I only use the word chicken because you're my mother.
Look, it's over. You said it yourself. I quit things. It's how I roll.
Mom, wait. I shouldn't have said that. You don't quit everything. You stayed sober.
You know, Violet, when you open your heart to me...
No. Too much. I'm done. Goodbye.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
What?
Alvin, we're the youngest people here.
No. Wait, let me take a look. Wow, we are.
That woman over there is knitting.
Oh, God.
I am so depressed.
No. $200 a ticket. No one's depressed. Besides, there are young people here. Look at the guys at the front of the stage.
That's security.
Really? Who here is going to rush that stage?
Maybe they're there to catch the band if they fall.
You want a hit?
Can't. Sober.
Have to. Cancer.
You okay?
Yeah, I guess.
Why do I feel like I've done something wrong when I haven't done anything wrong? Have I done something wrong?
No, forget it.
Bonnie, everyone gets old. You saw Steven Tyler. Dude looks like a raisin.
It's not just about growing old, it's that we didn't get to do it together. We lost so many years.
Okay, how about this? We forget about what we don't have and we focus on what we do have.
What do we have?
The future. I'd like to spend the rest of my life with you.
You would?
I would. I love you.
I love you too.
Now what do you say? We hop in the back seat and see what happens.
Really?
You want to feel young? You gotta act young.
Let's do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There we go.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let's just use the doors.
Thank you.
Oh, evening, officer. What's going on in here?
What's it look like?
We just came from a concert feeling a little romantic.
Really? Don't you think you're a little old for this? Who are you calling old?
It's fine, Bonnie. Thanks, officer. We'll be on our way.
What a douche.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
One more word and the cuffs come out. That's better.
Word!
Thank you.
Oh, God, are you suing me?
No. Now, listen, I gave it some thought, and I decided that I don't need you to believe in me. I believe in me.
I do believe in you.
No, you just want to get in my pants.
Not just, in addition to.
Yeah, whatever. Now, here's how it's gonna go. I am coming back to work for you, and I'm gonna learn my ass off, and you are gonna leave said ass alone. And I feel like I need to say one more thing, so that painting is very disturbing.
Are you done?
Yes. I rest my case.
I'm really sorry. It won't happen again.
Good.
And just so you know, I called the lawyer for Nudes, 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 and I laid out your argument.
You did?
Yeah. And they want to settle. They're going to give Roxy 12 grand in back pay, which will probably go straight up her nose, but the fact is we won.
We?
Yeah. You and me, we're a team. I mean, only one of us gets paid, seeing as you're an independent contractor, but...
I don't care! That's great! We won our first case! Oh, God, I want to hug you, but I'm afraid you'll take it the wrong way.
It's okay, I can handle it. No, can't handle it. No.
Hang on. Hey, Mom. What do you mean you're in jail? Why didn't you get a motel room? All right, I'm on my way. Put some clothes on. We got our second case, and I'll save us some time. She's guilty. I am so disappointed in the two of you. I mean, what were you thinking?
He's the one who parked the car.
She's the one that mouthed off to the cop.
I don't want
to
hear it. I'm working two jobs, and I have to drop everything to come bail you out of jail? I should have left you there so you could think about what you did.
Feel young now?
Yeah, this is pretty awesome.
Oh, so now you're kissing? Do I need to separate you two? Mom! Come sit up here with me. Now! Don't make me pull this car over!
Hey,